towards justice. Part 6, Morality in Societies. The laws of a community need to express the community's best current understanding of moral principles. Some actions that harm others need to be illegal and carry appropriate penalties. Other harmful actions cannot or need not be legislated. Harming oneself does not need to be illegal, since the penalty is automatic. Morality and legality are not the same. Just because there is no law prohibiting an action does not mean that the action is moral. Just because an action is immoral does not mean it should be illegal. Some actions that are not necessarily harmful are illegal. Going so fast as to endanger others may cause indirect harm by inhibiting safe, efficient movement of dangerous heavy machinery like cars and trucks, or by causing panic. Licensing requirements for surgeons exist in order to reduce the risk of surgical tragedies. Some laws are within the scope of preventing harm to others. However, legislative power can be easily overstepped with either good intent or ill. No law or regulation restricting freedoms should exist unless there is a real need for it. No law or regulation should restrict thought or words, with the exception of words that slander or directly incite harm. Ideas and philosophies do no direct harm. Actions do harm. When actions prescribed by a particular idea or philosophy result in harm and people know the facts, they can reject that idea or philosophy. Inciting others to do harm is harmful because it exploits human weaknesses. Only a stronger person, such as an intellectual giant, a celebrity, or someone with great charisma, or a search engine, is capable of inciting others. If everyone were equal in all ways, inciting others would be impossible because everyone would be equally aware of their desires and weaknesses and would have the strength to resist influence. Government has the power of force and carries the greatest duty to use that power to benefit the governed. If that power is instead used to harm or restrict unnecessarily, society itself is harmed as well as individuals. All government workers must adhere strictly to moral principles in their government work. They set society's standards and set examples to the public and the young. Communities and societies have an obligation to restrict the freedom of people who do harm in order to prevent them from doing more harm. When a society fails to do so, harmful behavior increases, risk of harm to all members of the community increases, and the society itself weakens. When a society does harm by restricting the freedoms of people without just cause, risk of harm to all members of the community increases, and the society itself weakens. Exile from society and its benefits is necessary in cases where people either cannot or are unwilling to behave morally and respect the rights of others. Wise elders of indigenous peoples detected early parasitic, predatory behavior and took steps to exile such individuals in order to protect their communities from destruction. Children are not born with empty souls or blank minds, and a few are born with an inclination toward predation rather than empathy and compassion. When someone can learn and transform, today's humane societies can provide wonderful opportunities to do so. But when someone cannot or will not, exile is moral, compassionate, and necessary. Reference: Thomas Sheridan, author, artist, and researcher on psychopathy, discusses indigenous societies. Quote, psychopaths are extremely rare in indigenous communities. That's because they have an ongoing native wisdom towards them, and they'll often take them and kill them. I know this sounds very harsh, I'm not advocating that here. But what happens is, as soon as they identify a psychopath, they'll take him hunting one day and, you know, he'll meet with an unfortunate accident. Because in all these cultures, the thing is to save the tribe. So any kind, one of these individuals in the tribe that's living on the edge like that is very difficult. The Inuits, for instance, in the Arctic regions, the term that they use for a psychopath is literally translated as, "He who stays behind and has sex with the women, our wives, and steals our stuff while we go hunting for our children." See, so they have always been wise in the native people. If you look at like the shamanic cultures, the shamans had the ability to kill, but also to heal, both, because they would practice. They actually knew that there was a certain individual within the community. If this thing actually grew up and, you know, didn't change, chances were it was never going to change, what they called the soulless ones. Unquote. Interview on Alchemy Radio, 2013. Until such time as all human beings have internalized moral principles that respect all others, laws and law enforcement are necessary. Laws need to include the reasons and circumstances for which they are written in order to facilitate correct application and diminish misapplication. Majority rule is inherently unjust. It is rule by the lowest common denominator, not by wisdom or principle. It always disenfranchises minorities who also have rights and duties. Balance. Balancing the rights of all individuals leads to human progress as we refine our understanding and apply moral principles in better and better ways. It is not possible to guarantee morality or justice by means of any written code or adherence to any collection of documents. Balancing moral principles, degrees of harm, degrees of responsibility, personalities, and circumstances is artful, not mechanical. The greater the wisdom, the more precise the balance and the more satisfying the outcome. Justice is something we feel, palpably, as long as our ideas, desires, or fears do not interfere. The more often we experience justice, the quicker we are to detect it again and to create it ourselves.